Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Clever Girl Finance, the Side Hustle Guide. Build a successful side hustle and increase your income. By Bola Shokumbi. Narrated by Bola Shokumbi. Publisher's note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to visual material present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Limit of liability, disclaimer of warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book, and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Neither the publisher nor author shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. This book is dedicated to my mom, Emily, for being an incredible role model while I was growing up watching her be the ultimate side hustle queen, and to all the clever girls working hard to create multiple streams of income to achieve their financial goals. Acknowledgements. If you told me I'd write 3 books in 3 years, I would have never believed you. Yet, here I am on my 3rd book 3 years later. I am so honored and grateful to have yet another opportunity to share my story, knowledge, and the stories of others as part of my mission to help women achieve financial wellness. To my husband, my children, and my family, thank you so much for your continued love and support and for constantly cheering me on. To my incredible mentors, advisors, and friends who constantly encouraged me while I was working on this book, I appreciate you so much. To the amazing women who have allowed me to share their honest and open entrepreneurial journeys throughout this book, Camilla Banks, Vicky Onobolu, Aisha Chidolue, Tiwa Lawrence, Kaylin Johnson Chandler, Wonuola Okoye, Sirenese Pierce, Nike Olagbegi, Fisola Adepetu, Emily Aries, and Ebony Ruffin. Thank you. A massive thank you to the Clever Girl Finance team, Esther Bangura, Yasmer Torres, Dri Kopar, Anita Wakina, and Stacey Jeffries, who kept things running smoothly while I was chin-deep writing this book, and to Kate Braun, my amazing editor, for working through my book edits. Finally, a big thank you to the incredibly hardworking team at Wiley, who have supported me throughout editing, publishing, and promoting what you're now listening to, my 3rd book. Love always, Bola. It's time to make your side hustle dreams a reality. I'm so excited that you are listening to this book and are about to embark on this incredible journey of starting or growing your side hustle. Rest assured, it's not by accident that you are here. It could be that you are familiar with the Clever Girl Finance platform, or you've read one or both of my 1st 2 books, Clever Girl Finance, Ditch Debt, Save Money, and Build Real Wealth, or Learn How Investing Works, Grow Your Money. Maybe you've taken one or a few of the free Clever Girl Finance online courses. Or perhaps a friend or even an online algorithm recommended this book to you. However you got here, you are here now listening to this book. Most likely because pursuing your passions and increasing your income through a side hustle is something you've wanted to do for a while. You see countless people doing exactly this every single day. You see them promoting their businesses and sharing behind-the-scenes photos on social media. You've admired their products and or services. You've listened to their interviews on your favorite podcasts. You've watched videos of them online. And somewhere in the back of your mind, you've yearned to do your own thing, just like them. You've imagined what it would be like for you to be on the other side, running your own side hustle. And not just any kind of random side hustle, an incredibly successful one that in turn gives you the opportunity to build your dream business, increase your income, and ultimately afford the life you desire and on your own terms. But perhaps you've hesitated. After all, you've heard that starting, running, and growing a business is incredibly hard. It could be that you've even tried in the past, but things didn't quite turn out how you'd imagined. Maybe you feel like there's so much you don't know and are overwhelmed by the thought of trying to figure it all out on your own and making too many mistakes along the way. Or it could simply be that you are afraid to go at this alone. Well, not to worry. I've written this book specifically for women like you to guide, encourage, and motivate you on this journey to building an amazing business. Like I said, you are not here by accident. In this book, I'll tell you just what it takes to build, run, and grow an incredibly successful side hustle, because you have what it takes. I'll be sharing the key insights from my experiences as a multi-side hustle business owner and now a full-time entrepreneur. I'll let you in on the mistakes I made along the way and the many lessons I learned that have led me to where I am today, the founder and CEO of one of the largest personal finance platforms for women, a business I started as a simple side hustle. I'll be challenging you to ditch any fears holding you back from following your passion, showing you exactly how to lay out the right plans and financials that work best for you, and guiding you step by step as you build a business your customers and clients will rave about and one that you'd love running as well. As with my previous books, I'll be bringing some of my amazing entrepreneur friends along on this journey with us to also share their unique experiences building their own incredibly successful side hustles that span across a wide variety of industries and niches. At the end of this book, you'll walk away with a renewed mindset, a solid blueprint for your business, and a wealth of insight and motivation, not just to start your business, but to take it to the next level. Because why not you? So buckle up, girlfriend. It's going to be an exciting ride. Let's go. How to use this book. I've written this book to help you craft the ideal blueprint for building a successful side hustle. As with any good blueprint, the idea is to reference it as necessary while you lay your foundations and build your business. There are several ways in which you'll be able to leverage the content in this book, but here are a few recommendations to help you make the most of it. You can listen to this book all at once and then circle back to work on the action steps, or you can listen to it a section at a time and implement what you learn as you go along. As you listen, take your time. Take note of the areas you'd like to revisit that stand out to you the most based on the stage you're at with building your business. Plan to work through the action steps at the end of each section to help you craft your strategies and fine-tune your blueprint. Once you are done listening to the book, review your notes. Keep things organized by creating a Google Sheets or Microsoft Excel workbook where you can create tabs for each of the different spreadsheets suggested through the book, depending on what's relevant to you. Keep this book as a reference as you work on your business. There might be areas you are focused on immediately and areas you'll need to come back to later as you make progress. Ultimately, I want you to gain as much as possible from this book to help you achieve your business and income goals. Chapter 1. Getting Prepared to Win. Fact. You have what it takes to build an incredibly successful business. Challenging the fear that holds you back. So before we dive into all things side hustles and business, let's start at the very beginning. Let's start with you and what could potentially be holding you back. Your fear. Yep. That tiny little four-letter word is a pretty big deal because it can negatively impact your ability to pursue your goals in a major way. And more specifically to our topic at hand, fear can impact your ability to start and grow a successful side hustle. When it comes to starting or growing a side hustle, fear is real and worry is its best friend. Did you nod your head? It's probably because you felt one or more of several different fears that come with this journey. I have personally felt all kinds of fears and had all kinds of worries on my business journey. For instance, there's the fear of the unknown and not knowing enough. I have no idea how any of this works or how I will pull it off. There's the fear of failure. What if I start this thing and it doesn't work out? There's the fear of risk. This is going to take too much time, money, and resources. There's the fear that you are incapable, aka imposter syndrome. Who am I to think I can do this? There's also the fear of change. Just thinking about starting a side hustle and the road ahead makes me nervous. And these are just to name a few. Add in worrying about where you're going to find the time and worrying about what other people will think, and you have the perfect formula to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And this is where so many incredible business ideas die and get buried. Fear is a major reason why so many people don't pursue their dreams or they give up too quickly. Defined by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary as an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger, fear can actually prevent you from pursuing incredible opportunities because if you don't have a handle on it, it can cloud your judgment. Keep in mind, though, the goal is not to do away with fear completely. There are many instances where we need it to warn us and keep us alert to problems or dangers. Instead, we need to learn how to address our fear, minimize its hold over us, and use it to our benefit. Instead of letting fear dictate the actions we take or don't take, we need to adjust our approach to dealing with it. When it came to building my own business, I felt every single one of the fears I just mentioned. But this time, I decided I had spent too much of my life allowing my fears to keep me stuck or make me give up. I was done with looking back in regret at what I wish I could have done, but didn't. I decided to approach fear differently and instead leverage it to help me succeed. So how do you leverage fear to your benefit? Here's what has worked for me in the past and continues to work for me to this day. Start by accepting that fear does not go away on its own, so you have to confront it head on. Instead of letting it keep you uncertain and stuck, look at your fears as an opportunity to learn and grow. Whenever I feel fear, I challenge myself to identify what exactly I'm afraid of. I then ask myself, what worst-case scenario or outcome could arise from the source of my fear? Once I'm clear on this, I determine the best-case scenario and outcome because thinking about it this way is super motivating. Then, I lay out specific actions that I can take to help me counter my fear. It could be working to improve a certain skill to help me overcome a business challenge I'm facing. It could be asking for help or leaning on my support system of business mentors and fellow entrepreneurs. We'll get into how you can establish a support system for yourself later on. It could be dusting off my why and reminding myself why I want to succeed. It could be imagining what my success could look like after I achieve a certain goal. Or it could be as simple as stepping away to take a mental break and coming back to things later on with a clear head and rested body. These are all things that you can do as well to power through your fears. Instead of letting your fears set you back, you can leverage them to propel you forward by being objective about the root cause and creating a plan to take action no matter how small your first step may be. Fear is an indicator that you are outside of your comfort zone. But outside your comfort zone is where the magic happens. This is where you turn your one-day dreams and goals into a successful reality. As you make progress with your side hustle or business, you'll face fears about different things and in different ways. But the key is to remain objective and take action to counter your fears. You'll come away each time feeling more confident in yourself and clearer about what you need to do to succeed in business. Take action. Let's challenge your fears. Take some time to do the following action steps to turn your fears into opportunities. 1. Identify your fears. Write down every fear that has discouraged you or has been an excuse as to why you have not taken the next step to build your side hustle. 2. Determine the worst-case scenarios. For each fear, write down the absolute worst-case scenario of what could happen and what it could look like. You get less sleep. Your life gets busier. You cut back on your expenses in certain areas to invest in your business. You may find that it's actually not that bad. Or maybe you're envisioning a worse big-picture scenario. No one wants to buy your product, or you invest a lot of money in your business only for it to fail. Don't worry, there are ways to counter all your fears, big or small. 3. Imagine the best case scenarios. Now, lay out what it would look like to succeed in detail. You make your first sale. You have a return customer. You get an amazing press feature. Your business becomes profitable and earns you more income than your full-time job. By focusing on best-case scenarios, you can motivate yourself. 4. Lay out specific action steps you can take to counter your fears. Next, write down specific action steps you can take, no matter how small, and timelines to complete them that will help you counter your fears. For instance, if you're worried about life getting too busy and frantic, create a schedule with designated times to take a break. If you're worried about money, start by investing small amounts in your business until you've proven it can make a profit while saving money from your day job. If you fear that your idea will flop, spend time researching your target market to validate that there's a need for it. Set success-oriented goals like implementing what you learn in this book, identifying a business mentor, etc. Get prepared to build a successful business. Now that you have a plan to tackle your fears, it's time to get your head in the game and prepare yourself to build not just any side hustle, but a successful side hustle. And it starts by establishing the right mindset. From setting financial goals to budgeting to paying off debt to saving and investing to, you guessed it, actually starting the side hustle, having the right mindset is foundational and critical to your success at each stage. Having the right mindset gets you ready for the journey ahead, and nurturing your mindset along the way keeps you motivated and focused. This in turn increases your chances of success. But why is mindset so important when you are starting or growing a side hustle? After all, isn't a side hustle something you just do on the side? Well, it depends on how you choose to view your side hustle. Yes, by definition, a side hustle is something you do on the side before or after your primary job. It's a side activity in your spare time that can bring in some extra income. The money potential is what distinguishes it from a hobby. Simple, right? However, depending on what you do and how you do it, your side hustle can open the doors to so much more. Let me elaborate further. A side hustle can be game-changing for your life and your ability to achieve your goals, especially in today's world, thanks to the accessibility of the internet. Don't let the traditional idea of a side hustle make you think otherwise. Side hustles today aren't just about the random garage sale every other month. They can be real, impactful, and high-income generating businesses. Specifically in this book, I'm going to be using side hustle and business somewhat interchangeably. While you could call driving for Uber or doing deliveries for Amazon a side hustle or side gig, those are still ultimately jobs you're doing for someone else. I want to talk about businesses you're creating for yourself with your own ideas and on your own terms. A side hustle gives you the opportunity to increase your income and create multiple streams of income. Having multiple income sources is especially important as a woman, and even more so for women of color. You've heard about the impact of the gender wage gap, where women earn 20% less on average than their white male counterparts. However, for women of color, the wage gap is even more extreme. Black women earn 62 cents for every dollar earned by their white male counterparts. Latina women earn 54 cents, and Native American women earn 57 cents. This gender wage gap, in turn, impacts our ability to save and invest money for our future selves and to support our families. Asking for what you're worth, negotiating, and actively calling out inequalities, especially as it relates to pay due to gender and race, are ways you can take action to counter this on an institutional level. But while we work towards long-term change, having a side hustle can position you to get ahead of this in a major way. Your side hustle can accelerate your journey to becoming debt-free, meeting your savings and investing goals, supporting your family, and building generational wealth. As I write this book amid a global pandemic, with so much economic uncertainty and millions of people out of jobs or worried about job security, a side hustle can become the backup you need to weather the storms of financial uncertainties. This is applicable for any difficult season, whether it's a global pandemic, a national recession, or a personal financial setback. Your side hustle can be the backup to get you through by providing an additional stream of income to help pay your bills or build a well-stocked emergency fund. There are also many instances of well-executed side hustles that generate enough revenue to replace the income from the owner's full-time job, giving them the option to be their own boss on their own schedule if they decide to do so. Essentially, your side hustle can create a multitude of options for your life, and those options equal freedom and the ability to follow your passions. How about that for something you just do on the side? But back to mindset. The way you decide to think about your side hustle can make all the difference. If you tell yourself that all it can ever be is a side thing that will earn a few dollars here and there, then that's what it'll be, and you can stop listening to this book here. However, if deep down you believe your side hustle has the potential for incredible success and you are not willing to put a limit on how far it can go, then you are setting the stage for endless potential and incredible success, even if you don't know how you'll get there just yet. Like I said, your mindset will keep you motivated and focused, and this is important because starting any kind of business is hard, even just a side hustle. It takes hard work, time spent away from doing things with your loved ones, early mornings and late nights, learning new things, and testing again. There's also the emotional and mental toll it can take. Starting something new or doing things differently, especially in business, can be isolating. And it can be really hard to want to keep going when things seem to be happening extremely slowly or not at all. Your friends might not understand this new ambition, and you might not immediately find your new business support system or mentorship. It's easy to get overwhelmed when you think about the journey ahead of you and the things you need to do despite only having 24 hours in a day, and even more intimidating to think about doing everything on your own. All of that being said, preparation for success is vital to get you ready to face those challenges. This means preparing your mindset, figuring out your schedule, adjusting your lifestyle, if only for a season, and establishing a way to stay accountable as you work on your side hustle. Preparing your mindset. Your mindset is like a muscle you have to keep in shape. And as you undertake the journey to building a successful business, this muscle is more important than ever. To prepare your mindset, you need to first decide that you're going to commit to the journey. Don't just go halfway. Give it your all. Part of motivating this commitment means getting clear on the reason you want to succeed. What is your why? Who or what are you doing this for? Why do you want it so badly? Write down your reason or reasons and put it in a place where you'll see it every day. It could be a sticky note on your bathroom mirror, an image on your phone's lock screen, or even your computer background. Having your why in place will help you work through distractions and will empower you to keep going. Next, commit to affirming yourself. Create daily positive reminders of why you are amazing and why you are capable of doing this, regardless of your current position. This will help you counter the negative talk in your mind, that little annoying voice that always pops up at the most inconvenient times to discourage you. Leverage your affirmations to shut that rude voice down, like, hey, voice, yes, you, be quiet. Your affirmations could be quotes, prayers, or sentences you create yourself. Whichever way you choose to craft them, they should be positive, in present tense, and empowering. Adjusting your schedule. By adjusting your schedule to accommodate working on your business, you are being intentional about putting your desire for success into action. It's you designating a set period of your days, weeks, and months to put in the effort and making time for your success. You can adjust your schedule so you wake up early to work on your business before you go to your main job, or you may decide to stay up late after your house has quieted down. You can dedicate time to your side hustle on the weekend. Whatever schedule you settle on, set reminders, for example, phone alarms or computer notifications, and create a prioritized daily to-do list. Intentional actions like this will enable you to build consistency around the actions you need to take to build your side hustle. Tip: make your calendar updates and reminders fun. This will motivate you each time you look at your schedule and get those reminder alerts. Just seeing your calendar show "Work on my amazing business from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. or getting a reminder like, "Hey queen, it's time for XYZ task, you got this," can be just what you need in that moment to make things happen. You could even cue Rihanna's work song, "Work, Work, Work, Work," as your "It's time to work" alarm. Who said this journey couldn't be fun? Staying accountable. Another really important step as you prepare to build your successful side hustle is getting and staying accountable. The early stage of your business is like planting fresh seeds. In order for your seeds to grow, you need to water them, make sure they get enough sunlight, and keep weeds away from choking out your budding plants. This is where your accountability partners come in. These people are your water, your sunlight, and your weed killers. These are the people who will pick you up when you're feeling down, will give you objective feedback, and will tell you to cut it out when you try to start the pity party. They could be people in your life who cheer you on, or like-minded friends also working on their side hustle journeys. If you don't have them physically around you, leverage the internet to build a supportive community. Find those side hustle owners and entrepreneurs you admire and make them your best friends in your head. Follow their journeys, read their posts, listen to their interviews, watch their videos. Keep yourself accountable by keeping up with them to stay motivated and focused. Be sure to schedule time frequently to check in with your real-life accountability partners or your online besties. Take action. Carve out some time to prepare yourself for the journey ahead. 1. Determine your why. Know why you are doing this and why you want to succeed. Write it down and put it somewhere you can see it every day. 2. Create affirmations that will empower you to succeed. Leverage quotes, prayers, or statements you create yourself. They should be positive and in present tense. Set a reminder to review them often. 3. Lay out your schedule. Make time to work on your business and take action each day, no matter how small. Set your alerts and reminders and don't forget to make them fun and empowering. 4. Identify your accountability partner or partners. Who can positively support you on this journey and cheer you on? Let them know what you are doing and ask to check in with them frequently. Depending on schedules, it could be weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, but you want to build some consistency around it, especially when you are first getting started. If you don't have accountability partners in person, start researching to find people online who can motivate you. Follow them on social media and subscribe to their newsletters, video channels, podcasts, etc. My side hustle business story. I started side hustling as a preteen, selling candy to my friends over summer break, then moved on to selling Avon Beauty products while I was in college. A few years after graduation, I started an online retail business and also a wedding and lifestyle photography business. I even started Clever Girl Finance as a side hustle. And despite running Clever Girl Finance full-time now, my mind is constantly buzzing with side hustle ideas that I share with friends and family all the time. Why am I so passionate about side hustles? They've been incredible learning experiences and have allowed me to earn a lot of money over time. My side hustle inspiration comes from my mother. Her side hustles made a big impact on what she was able to accomplish financially when I was growing up, and I got to watch it happen. My mother has always had a side hustle for as long as I can remember. She's pretty much the queen of side hustles. From when she was a stay-at-home mom raising her 4 kids, to when she went to get her college degree with me in tow at all her classes, to after she had multiple degrees and was working full-time in banking, she was always running one side business or another. On evenings after her full-time job and on the weekends while I was growing up, she would take me to visit the different businesses she had over the years. Some of these businesses included a bakery, a Coca-Cola franchise, a hair salon, and a girls' school. She was also always buying and selling all kinds of goods for profit. In retrospect, I realized my mother was able to run
Sample complete. Ready to continue?